Preface and Start of Notes on Nursing. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Corrie Samuel. Notes on Nursing: What It Is and What It Is Not, by Florence Nightingale. Preface. The following notes are, by no means intended, as a rule of thought, by which nurses can teach themselves to nurse, still less as a manual to teach nurses to nurse. They are meant simply to give hints for thought to women who have personal charge of the health of others. Every woman, or at least almost every woman, in England, has, at one time or another of her life, charge of the personal health of somebody, whether child or invalid. In other words, every woman is a nurse. Every day, sanitary knowledge, or the knowledge of nursing, or in other words, how to put the constitution in such a state as that it will have no disease, or that it can recover from disease, takes a higher place. It is recognized as the knowledge which everyone ought to have, distinct from medical knowledge, which only a profession can have. If, then, every woman must, at some time or other of her life, become a nurse, i.e. have charge of somebody's health, how immense and how valuable would be the produce of her united experience if every woman would think how to nurse. I do not pretend to teach her how. I ask her to teach herself, and for this purpose I venture to give her some hints. Notes on Nursing: What It Is and What It Is Not. Shall we begin by taking it as a general principle that all disease, at some period or another of its course, is more or less a reparative process, not necessarily accompanied with suffering? An effort of nature to remedy a process of poisoning or of decay, which has taken place weeks, months, sometimes years beforehand, unnoticed, the termination of the disease being then, while the antecedent process was going on, determined. If we accept this as a general principle, we shall be immediately met with anecdotes and instances to prove the contrary. Just so, if we were to take, as a principle, all the climates of the earth are meant to be made habitable for man by the efforts of man, the objection would immediately be raised: will the top of Mount Blanc ever be made habitable?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?